John Luca. The two of them. And the Essers. Teresa is also in 12th grade. Oh, hey, what about that one family with the three boys?
Yeah, so the Roberts?
Roberts.
Yeah, I emailed her because I thought for sure. So.
Father, you are unmuted. And they're all muted. I will, yes.
Welcome. Yeah, I recognize several of these faces. The Aquinos are back. Gianna and Justice. Aquinos, welcome back. It's been too long. And we have a new Ottolini, huh? Harrison and his brother, John Luca. And I see Riley and his sister, what's her name? Olivia. Olivia. And then Bethany and Mara. And let's see, who are you? And Alicia. Alicia, where are you? I saw you a minute ago. And Emiliana. Hi, Emiliana. You can hear me? And we have the caps. Oh, let's see. Gosh, it's been too long. Chris Cap. Hi, Chris. And in the Essers, three Essers. Three Essers. The Bears. Okay, so these are faces I recognize, and I'll learn the rest as we go. So are we all on?
Yeah, I think you're ready to go.
We're ready to go. We're gonna start with a prayer. Ready? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome to the Father Francis Religion Class, the Works of Mercy 2021. First, a few announcements. The summer summary. What happened this summer? Well, from March to May, I was in the Abbey, St. Michael's Abbey. I didn't leave 3 months, and that's when I put this together. Okay, 3 months, a lot of work. Plus, I did some manual labor. 12 tree stumps. I dug around the roots so that they could be pulled out. Also, I cleaned my room. A major work. Because our abbey is moving. We're gonna be moving from the abbey we're at now to a new, bigger, better abbey. I don't know if you've seen it on the internet. The new St. Michael's Abbey. It's incredible. Oh my goodness, it's like a monastery in Europe. Beautiful church, 100-foot bell tower. I climbed to the top of it. The church, it just goes up and up and up in these lovely arches. When I sing in the church, my voice just booms out. Huh? There's a lovely echo. You gotta visit it. We're not sure yet when it's gonna be finished. It was going full speed ahead. The workers were doing a wonderful job, but there is a shortage of concrete, so that's slowing things down. Plus, artists in Europe that are gonna be doing artwork in our church, they don't have permission to come to the United States, so that's throwing us back, all right? It was supposed to be all finished the end of October, but it might be a month or two later than that, okay? We'll see. I'll give you more as soon as I know. So that was from March to May, me at St. Michael's Abbey. In June at St. Michael's Abbey, four of our men became priests. We have 54 priests, 54 Norbertines. That's pretty awesome. I started with seven that escaped from Hungary before the communists took over. All seven of them are deceased. They're not with us anymore. But we have 54 priests, okay? And we had our last high school graduation. We don't have a high school anymore. Maybe sometime in the future, but we don't have any high school building in the new Abbey. We didn't have any summer camp, first time since 1961, no summer camp. We Norbertines had a retreat the last week of June. And in July, the Norbertine Abbey was quarantined. No one could leave. No one could come into the Abbey because most of the priests and seminarians had the virus. How come Father Francis has not had the virus? Because I escaped before that happened. I left. I was on parish assignment. So when it was the lockdown, I was already out, okay? I broke out of there before it was locked up, so I didn't get the virus. You know, I've been helping out not only here at San Secundo, but I've been helping out Wednesday morning, anywhere from 3 to close to 6 hours, mostly confessions, definitely mass. They've been having perpetual adoration at St. Martin de Porres in Yorba Linda during this pandemic. The church is open 24 hours a day. It's awesome. Well, the past month, I've also been helping out Tuesday evening with confessions. They have confessions 3 times a week. Tuesday, there's 3 priests hearing confessions in the evening. Wednesday, there's me hearing confessions anywhere from, 5 hours of confessions, 5 and a half. And then on Saturday, I think, there's those 2 priests, the parish priests, that hear confessions. So I'm glad to be part of that. Okay, in August, back to St. Michael's Abbey, 2 of our men became deacons, which means they're likely to become priests next year, okay? And then 2 of our men made their solemn vows, poverty, celibacy, obedience. And at the end of August, we got 7 new seminarians. I don't know quite how many seminarians, but about 35 seminarians at our abbey. And then in September, at the end of August, I saw my mom for the first time since, I think, February. And then in September, last week, what a joyful week for me. Oh, it was so special. On Wednesday, I heard someone's confession, an adult. It was his first confession. And then he was, I think, baptized later on by Father Stanley. And then in the evening, at Mass, they gave him his first Eucharist. So that's another new Catholic. And then on Friday, one of the biggest joys I've had here at this parish, our neighbor, I told you about Paul Hofer from the Hofer Ranch. He became Catholic. I heard his confession. I did his baptism. I gave him the first Eucharist. He is the only person in our parish boundary. We have one person in our parish boundary, and he's Catholic. So 100% of the people in our parish boundary are Catholic. I bet you can't find a parish that can claim that, all right? That's pretty special. And he's been a benefactor of our church. He's a fatherly protector. He is a very special member of our parish. So it's good to have him in our parish. And then on Saturday, there was a man, I heard his confession for the first time ever. And then he was baptized, and then I gave him the Eucharist for the first time in the evening. So three men in 1 week becoming active Catholics in our parish. This is wonderful. Okay, so that's the beginning of September. This is my 25th year teaching homeschoolers. That's pretty big, huh? 25 years. My first year doing it on Zoom. Thanks to the Therians who are here. They're the live audience, the Therians. They're right in front of me. So I got that. So those are the announcements. Now we're ready to start the actual class. The most important thing is this board and this board. The first semester, second semester. 2 years ago, I think it was, we had a whole year on mercy. It took a whole year to learn about mercy, right? Well, this class is a continuation, the works of mercy. So we're going to talk about the corporal works of mercy. See that in the blue? And then after several weeks, we go into the psychological works of mercy. You've probably never heard that one before. Okay, I don't think that's out there. And then later on in the second semester, we'll have the eights. We'll have the spiritual works of mercy. And then, you know, the end of the year stuff. So three parts in this year: the corporal, psychological, spiritual works of mercy. Okay. So next week is going to lay the foundation. Okay. Your view of man determines everything else about man. Okay. So that's what we're going to work on next week. Is man a twosome or a threesome? Is he body and soul, or is he body, psyche, spirit? Okay? And if I say body, psyche, spirit, I have to be able to prove that. So that's for next week. That lays the foundation for the year. It's a very important class. Okay, so 10 corporal works of mercy, that overview, and then in one class, they'll talk about feeding the hungry, quenching the thirsty, and then next class, clothing the naked, sheltering the homeless. Next class, visiting the sick in prison, other people to visit, welcoming the stranger, and then another class, rescuing those who are being put to death, like the unborn, rescuing, you know, captives, and then burying the dead. And then stewardship. That's a new word. I mean, it's been around, but you didn't hear about it much in the past, but now you hear it a lot in the Catholic Church. What is that? How can that be a work of mercy? Okay. And then healing. That's not one of the 7 corporal works of mercy. You know, you visit the sick, but healing, that can be a work of mercy for the body. Okay, psychological works of mercy. The memory, the imagination have to do with the psyche. We're going to spend a lot of time on the emotions. You see that? So three classes on emotions, one class on feelings, and then another class on emotions and feelings, and then healing the psyche, and then something personal on me. Okay, and then eight spiritual works of mercy to teach, counsel, console, correct, forgive, bear, pray, and then something new. Huh? This has to do with Mary. Some people think the more you sin, the more you're going to experience God's mercy. Mary never sinned, but she experienced the greatest mercy. Okay? No one puts that for a spiritual work of mercy, but we're going to talk about that. And then we'll talk about Jesus's passion in regards to mercy. Okay, so that's the overview, as far as topics. This is what we're going to be learning for this coming year. Now two other boards. Four boards today. Thank goodness it's only for today. I don't want to do this every single week. Four boards. We'll have two in the future, but not four. So you'll definitely get a handout on those two first boards. Maybe you'll get a handout on these next two boards, the ones that are being put up now. Okay, overview of the year. What's this year about? It's 34 weeks on the works of mercy. Whenever you see WM, it either means a work of mercy or it means works of mercy, either singular or plural. I'm not going to write it out every single time. Otherwise, you know, there's way too many words. There's going to be 26 classes on the works of mercy, corporal, psychological, spiritual, plus another 9 classes that, you know, like next week, you know, Christian anthropology. That's not about the works of mercy, but it provides a foundation, plus the reviews, the exams. Okay, so it works out to 34 weeks. There's no class on November 26th, that's Thanksgiving. And then we have two Thursdays off during Christmas, you know, before and after. And then during Holy Week, there's no class on Holy Thursday, obviously. And same with Easter Week, Easter Thursday. So those are 5 times during the year we will not have class. But otherwise, we have class. Why am I teaching the works of mercy? Big question, huh? 3 answers. Number 1, it's broadening. It broadens your view of the works of mercy. You've been taught there are 7 corporal works of mercy, there are 7 spiritual works of mercy. Well, there's more than 7 corporal and more than 7 spiritual. Also, it broadens your view of man. You're used to hearing man is a body and a soul. I'm saying man is a body, a psyche, and a spirit. Okay? So that's going to broaden your view of man. And if man is a threesome, then his miseries are a threesome. He has corporal miseries, psychological miseries, and spiritual miseries. And that broadens your view of mercy. There are corporal works of mercy, psychological and spiritual works of mercy. we're going to have special emphasis on the psychological works of mercy. That is something new. You don't hear about that. Okay? You're going to get what other people are not getting. All right? So, number one, it's broadening. Number two, sounds like I came up with a new word here. It's completing. It completes the class I had 2 years ago. I had a class on mercy, whole year on it, and now flowing from that, we have the works of mercy. So it's like a two-year course on mercy. And then this is something personal. In February of this past academic year, I got this mega insight to do this. Okay, it's something I just had to do. And then since that time, on a regular basis, I get these little insights over and over, especially those first 3 months and then this past month. On Tuesday, I had a beautiful insight. I had to change two of the weeks to make them better. Okay, so this is inspired. Number two, it's something I've experienced growing up. I still experience God's mercy through others. Corporal, psychological, spiritual works of mercy. It's something I know firsthand. Being 61 years old. And when you're growing up, you're more on the receiving end of mercy. You're getting it from others, but as you mature, as you grow, God willing, more and more you're expressing mercy to others. The mercy you have received, you give. Okay, so I'm doing that more and more over the years, especially as a priest, giving the word and the sacraments, especially confession, huh? I'm doing a lot of that, sometimes 10, 11, 12 hours a week, confessions. And also over the years, I've been studying about God's mercy in the Old Testament, the New Testament, 2,000 years of Catholic tradition, especially St. Thomas Aquinas. His treatment on mercy is crucial to this year. All right. So that's why I'm teaching this class. Those three main reasons is broadening, completing, and personal. Now, these are not my only sources. Next week for Christian Anthropology, you're going to see some other sources, but they're not main sources. These are the ones I return to over and over, especially the Bible and especially St. Thomas Aquinas. But it goes back to Aristotle, a few hundred years before Christ, one of the greatest pagan philosophers. Aristotle wrote a book called De Anima. It's on the soul, okay? And that provides a basis for me for these psychological works of mercy. And then St. Thomas picked up on that, okay? So the Bible, we're going to be in the Bible a lot this year. You know, my strength is the Bible. Every year, whatever I'm teaching, there's going to be a lot of Bible. So we're going to see a lot about the works of mercy in the Bible. This means Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 2447 and 2448. Those have to do with the, psychological works of mercy. Okay, so you got to have that in there. This means Catholic Encyclopedia of 1907. That's more than 100 years old. Of volume 10. I have all the volumes in my room. It was a free gift years ago. And then St. Thomas Aquinas wrote the Summa Theologia, the first part, questions 75 to 104. We're going to be working on that next week. You know, a Christian anthropology. Anthropos means man. Logos means word, science, study, the study of man. That's for next week, okay? And so I'll be drawing from St. Thomas Aquinas and Aristotle for next week. And also St. Thomas wrote a beautiful treatment on mercy. This is the second part of the second part, question 32. It's a masterpiece. I've gone over and read that, I don't know, 30 times maybe. It's rich. There's not that much, but this says so much. Okay, those are the main sources. Not exclusive sources, but main ones. And then mercy, a review of what we had 2 years ago. Remember what mercy is? There's a primary meaning and then the secondary meaning. Primarily, it has to do with God. Secondarily, it has to do with man. Okay? Mercy, first and foremost, is said of God. Because he's in the highest place and he stoops down to the lowest place. He's got the most charity, love, okay? And he lifts people out of their misery to the highest you can go, to heaven. Okay, he comes all the way down from heaven and lifts us all the way up to heaven. Mercy is a motion downwards, upwards. So the greater the motion downwards, the greater the motion upwards, the greater the mercy, the greater the compassionate love, the greater the mercy, the greater the action, you know, like a spiritual work of mercy, that the greater the mercy. Okay, so it's first and foremost said of God, but we can participate in this divine activity. We can share in it. We can be an extension of his mercy, a channel, an instrument of his mercy. Can atheists do works of mercy? Yes and no. Externally, bodily, you can't tell an atheist from a Christian. They're doing the same thing. They're working at the soup kitchen. They're making sandwiches for people in Skid Row. You can't tell the difference just looking at what they're doing. But formally, they can't do works of mercy. Interiorly, huh? Because it has to do with charity. They don't even believe God exists, so how can they have charity? Charity has to do with love of God and neighbor. They probably have a human love for their neighbor, maybe even more so than lots of Christians, okay? But they don't have a love for God. They're not a channel of God's love. Okay, so no. Interiorly, they can't do works of mercy. They can do the work, but it's not coming from mercy, divine mercy. They're not participating in that. Okay, strictly. However, that just because you got the name Christian, Catholic, doesn't necessarily mean you're doing a work of mercy, working at a soup kitchen. Interiorly, you could be no different than an atheist. Okay? Finally, only God can read what's going on inside. Okay? On the outside, you may look like you're Joe Mercy, you know, doing all these merciful works, but inside, you may not be the charity. That may be lacking. Can a work of mercy and a work of justice be done at the same time? Yes. Again, it's just like the first question. Materially, externally, it could be the same thing. Again, working at the soup kitchen, making sandwiches, going down to Tijuana and building homes. Right, men do that. They'll spend a whole Saturday going down to Tijuana and they'll build a home for a family. Okay, they bring clothes and other things for the poor. So that can be done out of, so on the outside, it's all the same work. But interiorly, it could be done, strictly speaking, only out of justice. you feel it's your duty to do this, and you feel that it's their right, the poor's right to have these goods. Okay, that's justice has to do with duties and rights. And so a person who is just is aware of people's rights and duties, and they want to, they feel the duty to participate in these works, okay? But you can go beyond justice to the greatest of all virtues, which is charity. If you're doing this out of charity, that automatically includes justice, because charity includes all the virtues. It's the perfection of the virtues. So you could be just without being charitable, but you can't be charitable without being just. Okay? So if you're being charitable, you're also being just at the same time. It could be a work of justice and a work of mercy at the same time. Now, those who have been in my class before, you know what this means. Homework. Yes, every week we have homework. My homework is to prepare for the following class. Your homework is to go back, having heard what I said, and pick out something you learned that you can communicate to me. Tell me what you learned from that last class. So younger students, just don't take on anything big. You just, you know, one or two sentences. But as you're older and older, you can say more. You can say, I learned this, I learned this, I learned this, okay? So there's younger students and older students. Younger students study for 30 minutes a week. Older students study for an hour a week. With an older student is ages 12 to 18. So that means a younger student is 11 years old or younger. So if you're 11 years old, you do a half hour. If you're 12, you do an hour. Okay, there's a big jump. Big jump. And then the grades, you don't have to take it this seriously. You know, these, you know, I don't do this for your final grade. But just to give you an idea, this gets the most emphasis, the participation in class. Although maybe I should change that, because, no, forget that idea. Because there's just too many of you. There's 55. It'd just be a zoo. I'll change that. I'll put more emphasis on homework and more emphasis on the exam. Okay, so like maybe 40% homework, 40% exam, that's 80, and then 20% participation. We'll do it that way. Okay, I do want you to participate, but it's pretty hard with 55 students and doing this through Zoom. It kind of, it goes faster if it's everybody's in the classroom, like it used to be. But that gives you an idea of your grade for this semester. It's an oral exam. I'll speak more about that in the future, because some of you have never been in my class before. You've never taken an oral exam. But just so you know now, the oral exam is to tell me what you learned this semester, okay? Don't tell me what you already know. Tell me what you learned either in the class or reviewing, or, you know, on your own. Older students, they'll do their, they'll do research on their own, okay? There may be something I'm talking about where I just didn't have the time to do as much research as I wanted to, and so some of these, you know, we got people in 12th grade, right? Okay, so like Teresa Esser and Abigail Therian, they may be doing research to contribute to this class. That'd be awesome, okay? Yeah, I can learn. I can learn from you, okay? And you can have that on your oral exam. the research you did. Okay, but more about that later. Every exam is different. Okay, you're all persons, you're all unique, unrepeatable, and so your exams are all unique, unrepeatable. I've been having, this will be my 25th year of having homeschool exams, you know, first semester, second semester. It's always the same question, what did you learn this semester? But the answer is always different. Every student, even in the same family, all the children have a different exam. They learned something different. There was something, you know, that stood out in my in one class, and for another was another class or a combination. Okay, so tell me what you learned this semester. What do you want to take away with you? What do you want to remember for years to come? What do you want engraved on your soul? I think that does it. I've covered the four boards pretty quickly. Usually the first class goes faster than the others. Those who've been in my class know that it generally goes over an hour, okay, but not the first class. The first class, you just get this overview. Any questions about any of the four boards? Any questions about anything else? It's good to see all of you. There's 27 families, 2, 4, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, so 26. Is there another?
Someone's not on camera.
Okay.
A couple, so.
So we got one family that I can't see, but otherwise there's 20, I can see 26 families just in one glance. Mm-hmm. Okay, most of you I recognize. So I'm Father Francis. I'm an Orbertine at St. Michael's Abbey. I've been helping out at San Secondo since 2001. There were 3 years, no, 2 years? 2 years when I wasn't here, but otherwise I've been here the whole time. Okay. Oh, if you need to get a hold of me, from Wednesday to Sunday, I'm here at the parish, San Secondo. Sunday evening till Tuesday afternoon, I'm at St. Michael's Abbey. But after that, you can't directly get a hold of me. Okay. The best time to call me probably would be on a Monday or Tuesday morning when I'm at St. Michael's. So no questions. You are all set to go for next week. Next week will be Christian anthropology. You'll learn a new word, a big word, huh? Anthropology.
I have a question.
Yes.
Is the recording still going to be on the Father Francis class website?
Yes, the recording and pictures of all the whiteboards will be on the website. So I know the whiteboards are really hard to see right now, but we'll have pictures of all of them up on the website, hopefully in the next day or so.
Okay, close up.
Okay, close up.
Question, smart question.
Is there homework for next week?
There's no homework for next week because it's an overview for the year, okay? But starting next week, you'll have homework. Good question. Do you have anything to say? Any announcements?
No, you guys did a good job of all staying quiet, so thank you for that. If anybody has questions, go ahead and raise your hand. Father Francis can see all your faces, so if he's mm-hmm. talking and you have a question, raise your hand. He can call on you, and then you can unmute yourself and speak.
I can see the upper part of Claire, but not her whole face.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
there.
Now I can see Claire. Claire is there in the center. Riley, hi, Riley. You have a question? You just want
to. Yeah. Yeah. I was wondering, is there a time limit for the final exam? Like, does it differ between older students and younger students?
You might want to do it outside of the normal schedule, so you don't hold people up because they might beat you up after your exam and waiting so long. But yeah, there's no limit. The longest exam was 2 hours and what, 18 minutes? And then after the exam, he was telling me other stuff.
Wow.
Okay, is that Mara, right? Mara? Go ahead, Mara. You have a question?
Yeah, it's actually my question, Father. I was just wondering about, you had said that the boards are going to be on there for the on the site, and so the usually we get that paper, you know, basically it's your boards. Is that what we're going to be following, so that we can make sure that in case something happens and we have to go back and look at something, you know, like our syllabus? I guess that's tantamount to our syllabus. Is that correct?
Jennifer is going to answer your question.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I will be getting the syllabus and putting it on the website and also emailing it to everyone so you have a copy. So look for that coming soon.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Good questions. Anything else? We finished in... Yes? I forgot your name.
Is that Mary Grace?
Mary Grace Adams, right?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Father Francis, do we have, so we don't have homework for this week, right?
That's right.
Thank
you. And then Aquinos, you're welcome. Aquinos?
Yeah. Hi, Aquinos. For the homework, how would you like us to turn that in? Would you like that like on email or?
I'll just go through your, you know, alphabetically, you know, did you do the homework? And you tell me what you learned, okay?
Oh yeah, really quick, so that people aren't having to raise their actual hands, they can, if they go to the participants list, there should be a button that says raise hand. And so then you can see.
The raise hand, Santana's have the raise hand.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. This is all good. Smart questions come from smart students. All right, we'll pray and then I'll see you next week. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God, our Heavenly Father, thank you for sending us your Son, Jesus, who came down, the Word came down, and he's working to lift us up all the way to heaven out of a compassionate love, lifting us out of our miseries. We pray to better participate in this great work, also by knowing it, knowing this great work, so we can better love it and participate in it and share it with others. We ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Wow, off to a good start.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, sister. You're welcome, answers. And everybody else.
Bye.
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 Thank you,
Father.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Wait, let me say bye.
Goodbye.
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 I thought you were like,
bye.
Bye,
Father.
Bye,
thank you.
I'm Eliana, the Latin scholar.
Hi, Father Francis. I figured out thank that pearl that you gave me.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Family.
Okay.
How many? Four?
I think there's
three. It just looks like there's more. Or it sounds like there's more. Bye.
Bye.
It took the longest time to clean this board. So messed up. My hands smell like ammonia for a whole day. My steering